Thanks so much for listening in here on the Ideas Network. Before we move on to our next topic, wines, I want to say a big thanks to all the gang up at WHLA Radio, our station in La Crosse. John Gatto, who's the regional manager there, did a wonderful job yesterday putting together this Migrations with Mueller. Judith Sears Boisson and myself just had a wonderful time. John, thank you so much. Craig Thompson from the Department of Natural Resources was our expert and did a wonderful job explaining things to us. Maria Sadowski, a Natural Resources Foundation, was wonderful as well. And, of course, the stars were our listeners, and we had a wonderful group of people. I really enjoyed my time. I know Judith did as well. And we're kind of hoping we can do it again. We're hoping that maybe next year we can do it again. We saw there were literally thousands, tens of thousands of swans, among other things. So it was great fun, and thanks to the gang at La Crosse for putting this on for us. But we're going to turn our attention now to wine and maybe a little bit about Beaujolais Nouveau as we visit with Philippe Coquart, is the award-winning winemaker at Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. He is from the Beaujolais region of France originally and comes from a winemaking family and has done a wonderful job and with his wines. And my wife and I were out for dinner on Saturday night, and I split a bottle of Prairie Fumé with her over some nice pasta, and it was just wonderful.
Awesome.
It was great. It was wonderful. But what makes a Beaujolais Nouveau, it's kind of a big time for it. What makes it different from the other wines?
Well, you know, the story of Beaujolais Nouveau started in the 60s as a need to sell more wine and coming up with a quote-unquote marketing gimmick of whoever in the world would have the chance to enjoy the first taste of the vintage. Ah. And that's how Beaujolais Nouveau was created. It is made of Gamay, grown in the Beaujolais region, uncrushed grapes, fermenting on the skin for about 5-6 days, and it makes a very light, fruity, aromatic red wine, which goes with a wide range of food. So from Beaujolais at midnight on Wednesday night, starting Thursday morning, the race goes on, shipping Beaujolais throughout the world. So in 1984, we started our own Ruby Nouveau celebration.
Yeah, and it's been going ever since.
Yep.
And it's wonderful. Well, you know, and unlike other wines, this one you want to drink it young, as you might say.
Absolutely. You know, all the red wines can enjoy some aging. You know, a Pinot, a Cab, our Domaine Reserve, Domaine du Sac, those wines are meant to age 3, 5, 6, 10 years, 15 years, depending on the vintage. A Beaujolais Nouveau, a nouveau style, you know, 6 months to a year. And they are meant to be enjoyed young, fruity. Don't let them age too long. It will have lost what it's meant to be. Does it go bad? No, certainly not.
No.
But it's not the nouveau style that it was meant to be.
Yeah. And as you say, you come from the Beaujolais region of France. What is it, the climate, or I suppose it's a combination of things. I suppose climate, soil, landscape produces this kind of wine.
Pretty much so. It's a region of France where Gamay thrives and does extremely well. Other places in the world have tried to grow Gamay. There's some in Anjou, France. There's some in other places of the world. But in this particular region of France, Beaujolais, because of the soil, the weather, Gamay does extremely well. Pinot Noir does extremely well in Burgundy and in Oregon. Chardonnay as well. Cab, Syrah, all the big reds do better where it's warmer, such as California or Bordeaux or Australia. So Gamay is suited to Beaujolais, and that's what we use.
Talking Beaujolais Nouveau and other wines today with Philippe Coquart, a winemaker at Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin. He's from the Beaujolais region of France originally and comes from a winemaking family. Questions about wine or winemaking? I hope you'll join in. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And email us at talk@WPR.org with your question. Or you can post on my Facebook page. Just go to The Larry Mueller Show and you can post right there. And it's traditional, Philippe, to release the wine the third Thursday.
It has been that for, I think it changed about 15 years ago, where it was always November 15th. And, you know, depending on the growing season, depending on the weather, it was decided to change it the third Thursday of November. It's a great coincidence for the American market because of Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
So what a wine of choice, you know. So.
Well, and usually there are festivities that surround this whole release.
Oh, throughout the world, throughout the wine community, there's many stores celebrating the release of Beaujolais Nouveau. Restaurants have special menus. At the winery, we have a little tapping of a barrel Thursday at 11 o'clock with some Beaujolais snack style. Saturday, we have a big tasting throughout the day with a cheesemaker on staff, or actually invited cheesemaker mm-hmm. as a guest. Explaining their cheese making. We have a special tour about Ruby Nouveau and how this wine is made differently than other, and so on. So it's a great
fun
week. It's a great event Saturday from, I think, 10 to 4 all day. So.
Okay. And your website, just go to the website and find out more.
Absolutely, all the details.
We have Dan in Waukesha with a comment or question. Let's go to Dan. Hi there.
Hi, Larry. I have a question for your guest. I'm interested in Pinot Noir, especially from the Oregon region. I was wondering if you had a good suggestion for me.
One of my favorite is King Estate. King Estate Pinot is one of the best I have tasted. Every year, a group of us get together for a Pinot Noir tasting, and we taste Pinot from around the world. Burgundy, Awards, Washington State, Oregon. And I tell you what, Oregon is making some of the finest Pinots in the world. And quite often it's neck to neck with the French Burgundian Pinot and Oregon. And King Estate is one of my favorite.
King Estate?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. And Anne in Milwaukee, let's turn to you now. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I'm calling. I was excited to hear your show and especially excited to hear Philippe Coquart on the station because we are having our 14th annual Fête du Beaujolais Nouveau, and we always offer our local Beaujolais Nouveau from Wisconsin.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Anne.
Yeah.
Good.
So we're...
tell us about your event, then.
We have an event, obviously, on the 17th, the day that the wine comes out, and it's at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Milwaukee, and we'll have, obviously, Beaujolais Nouveau wine, French food from local restaurants, music, French music from 88.9 radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're having artists doing art on canvases and body art as well. So it's going to be a really, really fun party.
It sounds like it. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. And more callers. Connor in Appleton, we'll go to you next. Hi, Connor.
Hi, that was fast. Thank you. I just wanted to quickly comment on the guy looking for the Oregon Pinot Noir and wonder if your guest had heard of this specific winery. It's called Sokol Blosser. It's S-O-K-O-L and then B-L-O-S-S-E-R. I was on a impromptu wine trip when I lived out in the Portland area a few years ago, and stumbled upon this winery that just happened to be having their Pinot Noir release party for the season that day that we knew nothing about. Tried the wine, was blown away, and wanted to buy a bottle of it in the store. Keep in mind, this is within kind of the region, so not shipping it too far, and way out of my price range, but it was absolutely wonderful, and if it's available in the area, I guess it would be worth picking up. But I guess that was one question I had. Is that a winery that distributes to the Midwest?
Yes, actually, I know, I think, Susie Sokol Blosser, the owner of the winery. I have a tasting with her in April here in Madison for the Alzheimer Foundation. A really nice winery, great wines. A very organic approach to grape growing. Good all the way around. Yes.
We actually, it's funny you mentioned, you know, Susie, I believe it's a brother and a sister that own it, if I remember correctly, a family winery. And the way we wound up finding the winery was we were kind of lost in wine country and went to go into the post office to ask where we should go, and somebody, a man who just happened to be walking out, and my girlfriend asked him, and he directed us to several wineries in the area, including what wound up being his own, and it was Susie's brother, as if I'm remembering the ownership correctly.
Yeah, no, they do a outstanding job.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. You can join in too with your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234, email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a comment there. Philippe Coquart of Wallersheim Winery with us until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A 19th century gardener told his royal boss, "Grapes are the most noble and challenging of fruits." Well, I, for one, am thankful that winemakers over the century have taken on that challenge. Larry Mueller here. So happy to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Today, we talk with Philippe Coquart, the winemaker for Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. He's sharing the history of Beaujolais Nouveau wine, which is being released this week, and he has wonderful ideas for wines to go with your Thanksgiving meal. We haven't talked about that yet, and we will. Are you a wine expert or a complete novice? Either way, he has some great information to share when you call at 1-800-642-1234. Don't forget to visit my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Like the page while you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. We'll be back with Philippe right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at wine today with Philippe Coquart of Wallersheim Winery. Great to have him along. Certainly, thank you so much for listening in. We're zeroing in a little bit on the Beaujolais Nouveau wine today, but we'll certainly take your questions, general questions about wines and maybe what to have. It's Thanksgiving week coming up. Many family gatherings. What types of wine are a good bet to please the variety of tastes and preferences that we have out there? So lots that we can talk about. And the Ruby Nouveau wine, this is your new wine that's coming, releasing on Thursday.
Thursday. And, you know, this year was just a great growing season. I mean, it was about perfect as a grape grower, winemaker would like to see. Cool spring, just wondering if it was going to ever get there and ever get better, but July, August were just beautiful. Little rain, nice and dry condition, good ripening. It was just beautiful. We waited as late as we could pick, which was around September 12th, September 15th. Beautiful crop, some of the highest sugar that I have seen in 20 years. Oh. So the wine is good. The wine is awesome. So
So these are going to be some bottles you're going to be to set aside for aging, eh?
Yeah, the Ruby Nouveau is good right now. Drink it. Drink it this weekend, drink it in 3 months, in 6 months. But Domaine Reserve 2011, as well as the Domaine du Sac, will have good aging potential. Yeah. I think Domaine Reserve 2011 could age 15 years, you know.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Well, I might just have to have set aside a couple
of those.
Laurie and Mineral Point, that'd be fun, tasting them 15 years from now. Laurie and Mineral Point, your turn. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. I was just curious. I like a Riesling. I don't like real sweet wines, and I don't like real dry wines. And I was wondering if your guest had any other wines besides just a Riesling that might appeal to me.
Actually, we have a wide range of wine in a Riesling style. The first one that comes to mind, our most popular that everybody knows in Wisconsin, is the Prairie Fumé. It is off dry. It's like a Pinot Grigio style. I would say,
I love that wine, by the way.
Viognier would be in the style of a Riesling, soft and semi dry. With the Cedar Creek Winery, we have what we call Cedar Creek Vidal, which is semi-dry, soft, and gentle. Otherwise, let me think. At Watersham Winery, we have one that we call River Gold. It becomes sweet or semi-sweet. But within the Riesling, you will find, I would say, many, many choices of various sweetness level that they are always in the off-dry to semi-sweet level.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thanks, Laurie. Ann in Pewaukee, on to you now. Hi, Ann.
Hi, bonjour, Philippe.
Hello. Bonjour.
I'm calling because I'd love to pick your brain about some wines to have with Thanksgiving dinner, not just with the turkey, but with, you know, all courses, and assuming maybe that you might have a fish course and for an appetizer or something like that, and then kind of all the way through. I'm working at a place called Wine Maniacs, and we are having a tasting on the 20th of November, and it is going to be a Thanksgiving tasting, so I'm just kind of picking your brain,
Lowell. Yeah. Well, that's great. And, you know, those are the best way of enjoying wine. And quite often, my wife and I, when we cook, we design the meal around the wine we are going to have rather than the other way around.
Mm.
And I would always start with the lightest at the beginning of the meal to the heaviest at the end. And I would say typical for us using Watersham wine would be the Prairie Fumé and the Prairie Blush at the very beginning with appetizers. Then we'll move into the dry Riesling and Chardonnay. And then we go to a lighter red like the Ruby Nouveau or Domaine du Sac. At the end with a cheese course, it will be bigger reds like the Domaine Reserve or the Pinot Noir. And at the end, it would be a dessert style such as the port or the ice wine. So you can find ways of tasting five or six different wines. And it certainly doesn't mean empty each bottles, but
yeah.
Every course has its own different wine.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. That's what we are planning, as I said, for the 20th. And that tasting is going to be at 4:00.
Mm. Oh, good. And that's, what's the name of the place again, Ann?
It's called Wine Maniacs. What? And it's on Brown Street in Oconomowoc.
Brown Street in Oconomowoc, Wine Maniacs. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Diane in Comstock, Wisconsin, we are on to you now. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Thank you for letting me speak to your guest. I just got through a recent bout of cancer, and the chemo has done something to my palate, whereas I never enjoyed wines before. And at 57, I've changed, and now I can't seem to get enough of it. Maybe I'm making up for lost time.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering if you could make a recommendation as to one wine out of all of them that you would look forward to the most. What would that be? Because I'm looking for that one special wine that I can count on when I really want something good.
I have two recommendations that come to mind. The concept of health and wine, red wine is known to be a lot healthier than white wine. If you do not like reds at all, then I would say stick to a prairie fumé style of wine because it's fresh, light, fruity, only 10% of alcohol. You can enjoy one or two glasses, and it always keeps you to come back for more. So if you want to bypass the white and enjoy a red, I would certainly recommend a wine in the style of the Ruby Nouveau or the Beaujolais Nouveau. Quite often I see young kids, 21, 22, and so on, jump to the big red, big cab, big zin, big Syrah. Nothing wrong with that, but and start by learning about the wine and, again, go from the lightest and learn how to enjoy those bigger wine later on. And the lightest style of red wine would be one of ours, Prairie Sunburst Red, Ruby Nouveau, a Beaujolais, and then discover the taste of those. Then you can move on into something a bit more complex, like a Pinot, a Cab, a Syrah, towards the bigger wine. But I would stick to a lighter red first.
Hmm.
Sounds good. I can't wait to try them.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Diane. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. We have open lines, and I'll get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can post a comment there. And, you know, as long as our last caller mentioned cancer, I did want to bring up an event that you have coming up in January, and maybe you can talk about it, Philippe.
Yeah, it's always a touching topic, you know, always remembering Bob Wollersheim, our founder, my father-in-law. He was truly the pioneer of the Wisconsin wine industry. You know, if it mm-hmm. wasn't for a guy like Bob, I don't think the wine industry would be as far along as it is. And on January, it is a Thursday evening, on January 26th, we have what we call the Mighty Oak fundraiser, where we had saved one barrel of Tawny Port 2005, so the wine is now 7 years old. We bottled it into a very special commemorative bottle, and the entire proceed of that barrel and that evening will go to benefit research for brain cancer. So you can check the website. All the details are on that. It is a limited number of tickets that we have for sale. We will have other port to taste that evening, some cheese from Car Valley, some music and food, all donated by local provider Blue Spoon, as well as Sandara Spa in the Dales, providing some desserts and food. So it's going to be a great event.
And again, all the proceeds go to...
I think we're selling $100 a bottle. There's around 300 bottles per barrel, so that's what we are looking for.
That's wonderful. And Bob, of course, died from brain cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Travis in Appleton, we turn to you now. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and see how much I appreciated the Wollersheim wine. We took my mother there 2 years ago for a tour of the vineyard, and had a great time, tasted all the wines. I have to say the best wine I've ever had to my lips, bar none, has been the Wollersheim port. And I look forward to the white port that you have coming out. And I'm wondering when you think that might be coming out.
Actually, thanks for the compliment. White port is really hitting the market big. It is actually for sale at the winery. We have a 2-bottle limit right now. We released the wine about a couple of weeks ago. And at the port celebration, January 28th, with a jazz band and food and port wine, we will lift the limit of 2 bottles per customer. So it is out, and it's doing extremely well. It's made of muscat. We stopped the fermentation with the grape brandy, and it will age in French oak barrels for 6 months.
Mm. Wow, that makes me excited. Can I order that online and have it mailed, or do I have to come down to the winery again?
No, you can call the winery, and they will set you up with that.
Wow, thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And a listener in Minnesota wondered if you are if your wines are available in Rochester, Minnesota.
Not yet. That will be one of our goals in the next couple, 3 years. We are looking at the Minnesota market. Right now, we are concentrating on Wisconsin and a little bit into the Chicago. And it's based on where our customers are coming from. And right now, I would say 22% of our customer base is from Illinois. 7% is Minneapolis Saint Paul. So that will be our next market. But, you know, it's always about quality, quality of life, quality of the wine. And we are at 1.2 million bottles. And as the winemaker, you know, making the white port or making the Prairie Fumé or the Blushing Rose from the most expensive to the least, it's the same care. Yeah. And so there's only so much we can do.
Understood. Well, Crystal in Wanakee has a question for you. Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Prairie Fumé is one of my favorite wines, and we bought quite a few bottles of it, and then we're blessed to add a couple of babies to our family. So it's been in storage for a couple of years, and I'm just wondering how long it can be stored. Does it store well? Does it improve it?
It stores well, but it does not improve. Okay. It's one of those tricky questions. Does it get better with time? For the Prairie Fumé, no. But does it get damaged? No, neither. Prairie Fumé, we advise, I think, 12 to 18 months. Well, it's meant to be enjoyed young and fruity, so you can enjoy the freshness of it. 2 years, the freshness might have softened a little bit. It will, quote-unquote, appear a little bit sweeter as it's aging, because it has lost some of its carbon dioxide or vibrance, but it's certainly not bad. So I have had Prairie Fumé that's 3, 4, 5 years, and it is fine, you know. So
okay,
don't throw it away. Enjoy
it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And Karen in Beloit, it's your turn. Hi, Karen.
I just wanted to give Wollersheim Winery a compliment. I love going there and touring, and I'm a white wine drinker, and I love your Prairie Fumé, but I had never tried port before I had gotten there, and I fell in love with your port, and I can't wait to come over and try the white port. You're just phenomenal.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the comment. You know, before we even sell the first bottle of wine, our retail store staff and the entire staff, for that matter, our goal number one is to provide the best possible experience we can provide to our visitors, explaining the history of the place, the grape growing, what we can and can't do, how to taste wine, how to serve wine. So First and foremost is the experience that we can provide, and then we think about selling wine. But first thing is welcoming and teaching, and hopefully everybody has a great time. And we have an outstanding retail staff that will take care of you. So thanks a lot.
Yes, your tour guides were wonderful. I'm actually a teacher, and they were two teachers that were giving our tour, and they were phenomenal. They explained everything and were just great.
Well, oh, thanks a lot. Yeah,
Thanks, Karen. And we should go back because I haven't mentioned this. You have your big event. Thursday there's an event, but then Saturday is kind of
Saturday is the big event. Saturday is the Ruby Novo celebration from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have a special tour about Ruby Novo, how the wine is made, why it tastes the way it does, comparing to other wine. We have a route. We have cheese paired with every wine. We have a cheesemaker. From
Car Valley, or was
no?
It?
Let me see. Shirley Knox from Maple Leaf Cheese.
Oh yes,
yeah. And we have music with Daniel Anderson, a great friend of the winery. So it's a really nice, relaxing event, and able to discover and taste wine.
And it's Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Matt in Menominee Falls, it's on to you now. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. I just wanted to kind of, I guess.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry, Matt. Totally died. So we'll go to Mike in Appleton. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Hello, Philippe.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
I have a two-part question, and I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
The comment is, it's really nice to have you in our area. I love your wine.
Thank you.
The couple questions I have are, number one, what grapes do you grow, and what grapes do you import into the area? And the second part is, I made a Sauvignon Blanc from the juice I got from you guys, and a Riesling that I got were the best homemade wines I've ever made, and wondering if you in the near future are going to be doing that again.
Okay. The grapes that we can grow, it would be another hour topic, but we grow French American hybrids as well as American hybrids native to Wisconsin and Minnesota. Just a few names. Marshall Foch that we use for the Prairie Blush, Prairie Sunburst Red, Ruby Nouveau, Domaine du Sac, Domaine Reserve. Though a lot of those are grown on the estate as well as in Wisconsin with custom growers. In terms of French American hybrid, those Leon Milo and Foch are the easiest one to grow. The whites, French American hybrids, not many are. Vidal and Seval are too winter sensitive for Wisconsin, and those are grown in New York State area. American hybrids are becoming more and more popular, and there's a lot of them, such as Frontenac for the red. Marquette is becoming more and more popular. St. Croix for the reds. For the whites, you would have St. Pepin, La Crosse, Frontenac Gris, La Crescent. Those are grown by a lot of wineries. 40 years ago, when Bob Wollersheim started, those were not available.
Yeah.
So we rely on French American hybrids. Now, a lot of wineries starting up are more fortunate to have more choices of grapes. So what we import custom grown for us would be the Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio, Rieslings. Those are grown in the Washington State area. And the Seval for the Prairie Fumé is custom grown for us in the Finger Lakes and Dunkirk area in New York State.
Mm, there you go. And the other question is about the grape juice?
Grape juice. We do sell a very small amount of juice to home winemaker, and we go through the Vintners Club in Milwaukee. So that's the easiest would be to get a hold of the Vintners Club in Milwaukee. They place an order to us. We unfortunately don't have the time or the setup this time of the year to disperse 4 or 5 gallons at the time. So it's easier if they go through the Milwaukee Club.
Yeah, when all done in one time.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great, Philippe. Thank you so much again. We have a reminder, we've got the Thursday event, but then the Saturday event is the big event this week.
And then, yes, and actually, if you want to check the website, we have a lot of events, and we have also Vintage Christmas, the Saturday following Thanksgiving, always about Christmas food and wine and Christmas ornament and music and carolers.
Like fun.
So, yeah, we have the port release, the port tasting, the Mighty Oak fundraiser. So there's a lot of things going on. The website is the best tools I think there is.
So. Thank you so much, Philippe. We'll have you back. We'll do this again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much. Philippe Coquart, award-winning winemaker at Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. He does a wonderful job. Their wines I really, really enjoy and hope you do too. Dr. Sandy Sawchuk with us tomorrow on the Ideas Network.